Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
What if he has to do like a game during his show? Like, what if there's like a scheduling mishap?
Could you imagine? It's going to be so interesting to see how this guy navigates it. I think the takeaway that we can have, Eric, is that our broadcasting future is wide open to anything yes, that we want to do. If a sports broadcaster can get a head coaching gig, then who knows what's next for us.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
You heard in the news there, Jessica Tai doing the story about the Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity starting its build, you know, 40 years of that this season. Now, speaking of Habitat for Humanity, Jimmy Carter, former president, remains in hospice. His grandson says the former president's health remains status quo. Jason Carter speaking at the 28th annual Rosalind Carter Georgia Mental Health Forum in Atlanta. He spoke to WSB on the sidelines of the event, saying that the former president is nearing the end of his life.
He's still in the same situation he's been in for the last year, right? He's at the end.
Yeah, he's at the end, 99 years old, in good spirits.
He knows he's not in charge of this process. And so he is embracing that as much as he can, embracing these days as much as he can. And I think he's doing good.
So is a headline you're going to see today that the former president is nearing the end of his life, but doing good, says his son. It is 7:14. Have yourself a day, sell. Sports is next.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
Game 2 in the Brewers-Pirates series, NL Central Division play at American Family Field, and one to remember for Sal Frelick. Now, we have a plethora of highlights to choose from the young outfielder, but I'll do start here.
A one. Frelick, a high fly ball, deep right field, racing back is Reynolds at the track. Wall, go! First home run of the season puts the Brewers on top 2-0 here in the second.
Yeah, first homer since last August dealing with that injury. So it's good to see Sal hit the ball well. I played that highlight just so I could play this audio bite from Frelick postgame.
All my homers are usually accidents. So
yeah, did you catch that right there? Let me play it again.
All my homers are usually accidents.
Yeah, all my homers are usually accidents, which is hilarious coming off of the Willie Adames extra innings. I'm going to hit this one out, jawing to the fans.
Right, yeah.
In that same locker room, you have...
All my homers are usually accidents, so...
That guy.
I didn't mean to do it.
That's a great balance right there. We talk about confidence in athletes. It's good that some self-awareness is brought to the table. That home run opened up scoring for the Brewers. All four runs in the second inning. Frelick coupled that with a two Superman-esque diving catches. I believe the diving catch in the outfield is number one on the SportsCenter top 10 highlights. So well done for Frelick. The rubber match of the three-game series. By the way, the Brewers win 4-3. The rubber match of the three-game series is this afternoon. 12:10 first pitch at AmFam Field. Our coverage gets started here on WTMJ at 11:35. The Admirals start round two of the AHL playoffs tonight at Panther Arena in the best of five game playoff series against the Grand Rapids Griffins. Puck drops at 7 tonight. And my favorite story of the day, a shakeup in the Horizon League. UW Green Bay's men's basketball programming hiring sports broadcaster Doug Gottlieb as their next head coach.
He's a sports broadcaster.
He's a sports broadcaster. And it's not like he was a sports broadcaster. He will continue to be a sports broadcaster.
See, that's the part I don't get. Because he's a if you don't know the name, he's a national syndicated radio show host.
National.
So think of like, you know, I don't know.
Like a Jim Rome.
Yes.
Or like a Stephen A. Smith.
Or like a Rush Limbaugh. You know, like something that you hear on multiple stations type of thing. That's what he does.
And now he's the head coach of the UW Green Bay men's basketball
team.
So
is his show going to be at the Phoenix every day?
That would be great. Could you imagine, like, out of his pregame press conference, he's like, all right, I got to go do my radio show, and then I'll come back to the game, have a post game, and then record tomorrow's episode or something?
What if he has to do, like, a game during his show? Like, what if there's, like, a scheduling mishap?
Could you imagine? It's going to be so interesting to see how this guy navigates it. I think the takeaway that we can have, Eric, is that our broadcasting future is wide open to anything yes, that we want to do. If we're sports broadcasting and a head coaching gig, then who knows what's next for us.
We can do anything. Thank you, Greg. 7:18, why many companies may be biting their nails when it comes to June. That story next. Wisconsin's Morning News. Eric Bilstead here. Vince Vetrano is on his way to New York City. He's picking up his daughter after a year in college. Michelle Richards is here. Thank you, Michelle, for coming in today. Michelle, you'll be back tomorrow as well. So Target is making a change. As you may or may not know, June is Pride Month. And every year, companies like Target may put up some different offerings to show their support for pride, for gay pride and whatnot. And this year, Target announced late on a Friday, they're going to change it up this June.
When the Pride Month of June rolls around in a few weeks, you won't see clothing, beauty aids, or home products targeted to the LGBTQ plus community at Target. The retailer is responding to pushback it's gotten from some consumers over the past few years, including people in some southern states who knocked over mannequins and other displays. Target's also gotten pushback the other way from those who say it's caving in. Target says the backlash has hurt sales, and it says those items removed will still be available online. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm so curious how this plays out. Because last year, you may recall, it wasn't just the Bud Light situation. With the Bud Light situation, they had a video with a trans person with a Bud Light, and that caused all kinds of backlash that they're still reeling from. Then other companies also had some issues with it. So you're going to see companies like Target want to show their support like they do every year, but also fear the backlash, which of course also means potentially losing money. So what do you do? This has to have been a topic in many a boardroom for the last several months for these retail companies, any company, a coffee company, what have you, trying to figure out what do you do in this situation. I don't know what the answer would be, but I guarantee you they're talking about it.
Well, and how do you react to the your customers? Like, how much control do you give the people you're selling merchandise to?
Meaning, how much do you allow them to dictate?
Right.
I see. I think it always comes back to one thing. There's one thing that dictates all of this. The almighty dollar affects everything. It all comes back to money. So granted, while I do think Target can do this, and Target will still in some stores have pride more... visual than in other areas.
More obviously, prominent displays.
Yeah, prominent. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. I do think that there is a huge fear of repercussions and a huge fear of losing money. And I'm not suggesting that's right or wrong. Or I'm not getting into the battle. I know there's a lot of feelings about that kind of stuff. I'm surprised at how strongly the polarization of that of this type of topic is, but it is. But I guarantee you, that Target and others have been talking about this for months, trying to figure out what June looks like. And I'm so curious. We're a couple of weeks away. How do they handle this? How do all of these companies handle gay pride in June? Because it's going to be a thing. And I guarantee also that there are people rubbing their hands together right now, influencers that just can't wait because they want to fire up their base and get someone upset about something. They want to create manufactured outrage for, you know, clicks or whatnot. It's 7:26. No Vince, but you can always find Vince on the old podcast page. Don't forget, just text the word Vince to the WDTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. Pancake pulls everything from the show and throws it on there. So you can find, I'd say 90% of the show is in podcast form in little bits and pieces that you can always find on the page. We'll send you the link. Jeff Levering joins us for Brewers 360. That's coming up at 7:45.
Eric, you guys are right in the middle of college, right? Getting kids ready college for
college. Searching, yes. It's just beginning, and it's a hassle.
And do you know how you're going to pay for it all?
No. Still working on that, Michelle.
Well, maybe you should take some advice from an 18-year-old who lives in Georgia, Madison Crowell. She knew she's wanted to go to college since she was a young kid. She applied to hundreds of schools, Eric, and was accepted into 231 of them.
Oh my gosh.
Earning $14.7 million in scholarships.
It's expensive to apply to that many schools.
Yes.
So is she making that much money in scholarships because she applied to so many or because she's super smart?
I don't know. That's a great question because I want to know how she did it because I have three girls that will need to get into college too. And I don't know. I mean, we're not there yet. Our oldest is 12, panicking a little bit.
Oh my gosh. You know what's frustrating about this is that my kid is interested in school, wants to go, talks about it, but then like does none of the work.
Mm-hmm.
My dude, like you actually have to, what school would you like to go to? He's like, I don't know. Dude, any interest in, you know, maybe we do one of these little where we search through and we talk about it. I don't know, maybe. Like, dude, do you want to go or not? You don't have to, but if you want to, you got to get on the horse. Have him call this girl.
Well, Madison and her family apparently started really researching colleges back in middle school, so I feel like I'm already behind the ball
here. There we go. See, that was the issue.
Yeah.
7:38. It was a who's who in a New York courtroom. That story next. No court today in New York in the former President Donald Trump hush money trial. Court is off today. It's also off Friday. Prosecution could be done tomorrow, so then the defense would take over.
Trump has said over and over that he would testify in his own defense, but away from the jury, when the judge asked, do you have any indication whether your client is going to testify, defense attorney Todd Blanche answered no, and he went on to suggest the defense may call no witnesses at all.
ABC's Aaron Katursky there. Lots of people in the courtroom, not just media and the like, but also lawmakers. GOP members hopefully maybe trying to curry favor with the former president.
If you had any doubt that this is a Republican Party that has lined up around the former president, all you have to do is look at that image of Trump and all those Republicans lining up right behind him, including some that are hoping to be his running mate.
Mm-hmm. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum's been there. Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy as well, says ABC's Rachel Scott. And even the House Speaker.
This is not just any Republican lawmaker. This is the Speaker of the House, the second line to the presidency, showing up in this Manhattan courtroom outside to blast the American judicial system and to do what Donald Trump cannot do, which is go after the witnesses, including Michael Cohen. We know that Donald Trump is barred from doing that under this gag order.
So that's the strategy here. Use some of these other GOP members to kind of do your dirty work because he is under that gag order. Again, no court today, no court Friday because Trump has a day off because he's going to go see his son graduate. So Thursday, the prosecution expected to wrap, then the defense will take over. 7:44, Brewers 360 in 1 minute.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The Brewers win 4-3 rubber match this afternoon from American Family Field. Brewers and Pirates right here on WDTMJ Radio. Brewers 360 sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Joining us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline is voice of the Brewers, Jeff Levering. Jeff, would you call this the Sal Frelick game from last night? That was a pancake suggestion for the game.
I would say that last night was the Sal Frelick game of the year. Yes, most definitely. With two great diving catches and a two-run home run and a Gatorade bath to finish it all off, yes.
He needed that, didn't he?
I think he did. It was a really big game. And I think I may have said it in the home run call because he needed something to happen offensively. He's really been going through it. Even on the last road trip, on this homestand, he'd only had two hits. Hadn't had a home run yet on the season. I think I said it in the call, that a baby or something like that. Just, you can tell when a guy's really grinding and he's going on 6 weeks of the baseball season. Really good to have him have a good day.
So Bobby Gass is on the hill this afternoon. That's the new nickname that we're going with anyway. Bobby Gass for the crew. Is he here to stay? Is it, no matter what, are they going to just kind of keep him on the hill and let's see what he can do?
I certainly think that he is here as long as he continues to pitch well. There's no reason to send him down. He definitely, and I joked with Matt Arnold on the air a couple of days ago that Robert Gasser earned himself another start, right, with six scoreless innings. And goes, yeah, I think he'll be around for a little bit. But he's got the Pirates today. It's kind of a light-hitting lineup, especially when their right-hand guys are in there. So hopefully he's got another good day. And then you go on the long road trip. His next matchup will be in Miami against the Marlins. And then you go from there. It's fun to watch him work, though. A young kid and the last remains of what was the Josh Hader deal.
How much? I remember Craig Counsell once saying that he was almost, he called it paranoia. It was the joke. He was always looking so far ahead when it came to the pitching staff, like who was going to pitch the following week and the week after and the week after. Is Murph that way? Is he processing well into the future as to when someone might pitch or who they would call up if they needed to?
I think he's got an eye on the future, but Murph's been pretty adamant about staying in the moment. And hey, what can we do about winning today's ball game? Who's available for us to win today's game? And I appreciate that very much. Hobie Milner said it in an interview the other day about how the clubhouse kind of feels like a college clubhouse where everybody's rallying behind each other for one day. Nobody's thinking about, okay, well, I'm at 10 homers, so the rest of the season I have to hit 20, and then I can have my 30 homer season. Nobody's thinking about those individual accolades. They're all trying to band together to win one game on that particular day and do everything that they can. But there is a slight bit of responsibility for Pat Murphy and the rest of the coaching staff to map things out, make sure they've got enough coverage for the next couple of days. If a starter goes short one particular day, who's available to go two or three innings to cover those innings? You do have that responsibility as a manager, but I don't think he's looking at game two in Boston right next Saturday and saying, who's going to start?
Jeff Leverin joining us on Brewers 360. Hey, so we played the Chargers last night. My kid did in U14 baseball. So your kid's still playing? Is he a Charger?
My kid is a junior Phoenix.
Oh, he's a Phoenix now.
We crossed back over the tracks in Menominee Falls.
Okay.
So he's on the 9-under Phoenix team, and they had a really good day against the Pewaukee Pirates 9-under team a couple days ago.
How's that game changer working for you? Are you using it all the time?
Oh,
following on the app?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, there are times where I'm calling the Brewers game, and then I'll be watching my son's game on the game changer, and then I look up and I see the counts 2-2 in game changer, and then I look up and I almost say 2-2, but I got to remember what game I'm calling it.
Right. And then the game changer will undo because the person calling it will make a mistake and they'll go back a couple of pitches or whatnot, and then you're all thrown off even more. See, these are the things.
Oh, no, what the heck just happened? He went from a single to a double, and then it was an E5. What is happening?
Right.
Oh, it's all right. I appreciate all the parents for doing that.
Half the audience has no idea what we're talking about, but boy, that app is mind-blowing to me. Jeff Leverin, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Take it easy.
749. Mark Tauscher next on Why.
Idea Man.
I'm in Vegas, baby. I am in Vegas.
Innovative.
I'm out here for, there's a Badger, it's called the Badger Desert Classic. It's a golf tournament. Question for you, boys. If you're getting your head beat in, do you just take it or do you chase?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
It has not been pretty so far for your boy.
Keep chasing them.
Talking
keep
about
going.
The golfer.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch. No Vince today. Vince is on his way to New York to get his daughter from school. Michelle Richards in studio. So this story that broke yesterday regarding UW Green Bay, tiny little UW Green Bay, I think is the most amazing thing of the week. And I'm not sure if people realize the enormity of what this could be for tiny little UW Green Bay. A national syndicated radio host named Doug Gottlieb is now the head coach of the UW Green Bay basketball team. And the best part, Tausch, he can still do his radio show.
Yeah, so I don't know if that tells you something about the radio industry or the basketball coaching community. I'm not sure which one that is. But I heard that yesterday about the fact that he was going to be a coach, and Doug Gottlieb, for everybody that follows college basketball, he was a CBS analyst, and now he has that radio show.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, I don't know if he's going to getting a national radio show is a big deal. You make good money, and you obviously have a voice, and all of the stuff that we talk about. But for him to go to get back into coaching, those rumors were going around. Actually, I think before Sundance Wicks got that last job,
yep.
I think he was in the mix for it, too. So there's obviously some connection. So there are a couple of things that I thought were really weird about how this played out. First off, you mentioned it already. The fact that he is going to keep coaching, or he's going to keep doing his show while he's coaching. Right. The reason most athletes and most sane people don't go into coaching is the hours are obscene. And now with the NIL transfer portal, you're on call nonstop. And you have to be out recruiting, and you have to sit and break down film. So that part. But then the other part is he doesn't have like a 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. or 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. show. He's in the heart of the day, 3 to 6. So is he going to go to these Fighting Phoenix players and say, I know your guys' class schedule. You're going to have to take super morning classes because at 3 to 6, we can't practice. And then actually, I got to prep for the show from 2 to 3. So I got a 4 to 5 hour window. Oh, and if there's a game on at night that I have to watch, a Packer game or an NFL game I have to talk about tomorrow, I can't do that. Coaching is a lifestyle. Coaching is not a halftime deal. So I'll be fascinated to watch this because for all of us then, this opens up all new avenues for anyone that does radio. We could start maybe looking at becoming a full-time politician or, you know, we could go get third and fourth jobs if you want, if this actually works from Doug Gottlieb's standpoint.
Could it help him in any way, though, having that national platform in his coaching ventures and, you know,
get
the team
players,
in general?
Yeah,
Michelle, I think it definitely could help in the fact that it gives you, if we're being honest, outside of UW, outside of Wisconsin Green Bay fans in Wisconsin, nobody would have said anything about who Green Bay hired. The fact that this happened with Doug Gottlieb, yeah, I think that is the one positive, but I still just don't know how you get around that management of time when you're talking about continuing on and doing a show. Maybe you'll take the fall and spring off and just work winters. I don't know. I'm not sure how that is going to work with his radio job, but I just know what coaches put themselves through, and I'm fairly certain they can't have another full-time job if they're going to be good at what they're doing when it comes to coaching.
Ask any parent who volunteer coaches their kid, like how much work that can be and how much time
literally,
that takes.
I was just thinking that as we have a 10-year-old in softball that my wife coaches, and obviously I try to get to as many games.
Sure.
I coach my son's team. You start factoring that, and it's already like, man, I can't watch the Nuggets-Timberwolves game, and I got to go watch my kid play softball. And you just factor that by a myriad of X, and you think what Doug Gottlieb's going to do. But again, it's going to be fascinating to watch how this all plays out.
Good stuff. Taush, thank you, sir.
You bet, guys.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.